Just before the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and in the temple he found people selling cattle and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting at their counters there. Making a whip out of some cord, he drove them all out of the temple, cattle and sheep as well, scattered the money changers' coins, knocked their tables over, and said to the pigeon sellers, "Take all this out of here and stop turning my father's house into a market." Then his disciples remembered the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will devour me." The Jews intervened and said, "What sign can you show us to justify what you have done?" Jesus answered, "Destroy this sanctuary, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this sanctuary. Are you going to raise it up in 3 days?" But Jesus was speaking of the sanctuary that was his body. And when Jesus rose from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the words that he had said. Today is the feast of the dedication of the Church of St. John Lateran. What is special is that it is the cathedral of the Bishop of Rome, Pope Francis. So it is a special day. What is fascinating to me is the choice of gospel. John's gospel, the story of Jesus driving the money changers and the sacrificial animal sellers from the temple. This is a clear story of Jesus being angry, and the source of his anger is not just people making money out of religion, but even worse, preventing people from coming close to God. Our basic responsibility as priests and leaders is to make it easy for people to come to God, and also to represent them in our prayers. It is one of the basic principles of Pope Francis, to share with people the mercy of God. I can understand the anger of Jesus. It is a sacrilege to prevent people from having access to God. What we know of the religious leaders of Jesus' day was that they were using access to the temple, the home of God, as a way of lining their own pockets. In Matthew's Gospel, we have the condemnation by Jesus of the religious leaders. "You lay heavy burdens on people's shoulders and will not lift a finger to help them." That is a terrible accusation. I would like to quote William Barclay commenting on this gospel, because he says something very well. I want to make it my own. "Is there anything in our church, a snobbishness, an exclusiveness, a coldness, a lack of welcome, a tendency to make the congregation into a closed club, an arrogance, a fastidiousness, which keeps the seeking strangers out? Let us remember the wrath of Jesus against those who made it difficult and even impossible for the seeking stranger to make contact with God." On this feast of the Church of Pope Francis, let us remember his words and purpose: to welcome people and proclaim the mercy of God. We want to be other Christs.